Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line from PF Chang, South Korea. Hi, Keith. How are you, brother?
I'm good, and I'm glad you're yelling because I'm in a bar and I'm celebrating the U.S. women's victory.
Wait. Hold on a minute, Jonesy. Who are you rooting for in that contest?
I was rooting for it to end as quick as it could because I've been on there all day.
Oh, man.
Right, this Lamoureux girl, do you think that they can sign him for the Flyers because she seems better at the shootout than anyone they got?
Wasn't she amazing?
Oh, my God.
What a move.
Awesome. What a move.
You know, and the coach had the chance to choose anybody that had shot the first five times, and he elected to go with someone that hadn't.
Wow.
On that sixth shot, she just absolutely buried. It was a beautiful thing. Actually, it was one of the more fun moments that I've had. It was exciting. It was really exciting watching JR and Catherine celebrate. They had a great time beside me, and I stayed rather neutral. But
okay.
It was a heck of a moment. Everyone here is having a great time out celebrating.
Well, Josie, you know Philadelphia, and we always enjoy something like that more if the losers are suffering. Is this a big blow to Canada?
It is, but they'd won, you know, I think three or four golds in a row. So,
yeah.
But they were still crying. I mean, it meant so much to them that there was a lot of tears in their eyes afterwards. It's a pretty cool thing. Like, I lost a lot of games in my life, and I can tell you, I never cried once.
No, so. Jonesy,
it's nice that people care that much.
It's one of the most emotional things I've seen when those two teams play, because there's only first and last. There's nothing else.
You're right. Yeah, it's tough. But Josie, this will not happen with the men. Is that correct?
No. The Canadian men are still going, but the U.S. men are done now. Unfortunately, they lost in a shootout as well. So that tournament kind of loses some of its, juice, especially from the U.S. side. But we're going to play it out. They still got four teams left, and we'll be there doing the games and seeing who comes out on top. Probably the Russian men will win. They're heavily favored. But it's the Olympics. You never know what's going to happen.
Hey, what is it like out there? Give us a little update
on
what's... tell us.
It's been one of the best trips I've ever been on. We've had fabulous time. We're out of the bar downtown here in, what do you call that place? P.F. Chang or whatever it is.
P.F. Chang, South Korea, yes.
And everyone's having fun. I mean, it's a great party town. It is a beautiful place as far as the scenery goes. We're right on the water. And the hotels are gorgeous, too. So, I mean, there's no complaints from my standpoint. Way better than I ever thought it would be. I got to tell you, Catherine wants to come on. Yeah. Catherine Tappa, who hosts our show, she's very excited.
Yeah.
And she wants to tell you and talk to you about it and talk about JR crying again like he did after the Flyers lost the Stanley Cup Final. So can I pass it over to her?
All right, Catherine. Now, who's that?
Yep.
Catherine Tappan. She's terrific.
Okay,
Catherine's just great.
All right,
Angelo.
Right. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Well, do you know your friend is full of malarkey right now, by the way? He's had to buy the whole bar drinks because he was rooting for Team Canada.
I said that. I knew he was, and he denied it when I asked him. He was rooting for Canada.
Oh, 100%.
All right, but you were not. You loved it, right, Catherine?
Of course. I bleed red, white, and blue.
Wow.
And we're not supposed to on air, and I get that. So we try to play it down the middle, but I've got Jeremy Roenick who's bawling his eyes out after the game. So, you know, I have to embrace that moment and somehow control the show with these two knuckleheads, but we get it done.
Catherine, what's it like for you in South Korea?
Well, it's been great. I mean, the you know, they have us in wonderful accommodations, and we had about 3 days to get used to the area, which was nice, and the jet lag. But the games have been really fun, and this particular game was just beyond. I mean, no matter who won the game, you were excited for them just based on the way they fought through three periods, then overtime, and then the shootout. But we've had a good time here. We've gotten to know each other probably better than we wanted to, but it's been fun. It's been a great experience. The nation has been very welcoming. The Koreans are wonderful, wonderful people, and we've had a good time. So,
hey, you know,
no complaints here. But I got to work with your buddy all the time.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. We find him very difficult to work with on a daily basis, Catherine.
Yeah,
what's he like with you guys?
15 hours on a flight in the seat next to him. That's difficult.
All right, well, hold on a minute. This is a he got a good deal there, Catherine.
You got a good deal there, they're telling me.
15 hours?
Yeah,
you sat next to Jonesy?
That's the problem.
Wow, that's a good deal for Jonesy. Not for you. We know.
It was a good deal for Jonesy, a good Jersey girl on the plane all the way to South Korea.
You're from Morristown. Are you a Giants fan?
Yes, I grew up a Giants fan.
How do you How do you feel about the fact Philadelphia won the Super Bowl, Catherine?
Well, I'm okay with it because I'm pretty much neutral now at this point, but I will say that I was rooting for Philadelphia because our very good family friend, who I've known since I was 2 years old, is Mike Rowe, who was just promoted to the offensive coordinator position. So I'm very happy for him, proud of him, and I've known him my whole life. So I hope that good things are coming for you guys just because of Mike. So we were out there in Minnesota, and we were doing our hockey coverage and also our football coverage from there. So it was a great experience, and I'm glad. I was glad to see someone else win the Super Bowl. I have to say that. As a journalist, it's fun to see that.
That's classy of you to say, Catherine. Thank you so much for jumping out with us. You must
I'm
happy.
I'm glad you guys call me classy because Jonesy's not so classy, so one of us has to balance it out.
We love it, Catherine. Catherine, congratulations. I know it meant a lot
back.
To you.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Catherine.
Have a great time. Enjoy AC. Okay, bye.
For you people that do not know who Catherine is.
There you have it. Wow,
is she a smoke show.
that's what happens.
Jonesy, 15 hours on the flight with Catherine next to you?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder why you're having a great time in South Korea. One last thing, Jonesy. I got to know this. This will mean a lot to the city of Philadelphia. In the time you have been on the other side of the world, have you encountered any Eagles logos, Eagles chants, anything associated with the Eagles?
I have seen all kinds of Eagles hats, and not just on the plane ride over here. They're around here, and there was actually a hockey team that has the Eagles logo on that, a South Korean team that wears the exact same uniform. So that was a little strange. I don't think they got the patent from the U.S., but it looked good here.
Well, it's great. Is Milbury partying with you guys?
Of course he is, but he can't even speak right now. He's celebrating so hard he can't talk.
Hey, Jonesy, when are you coming home?
I come home on the 26th. What day is that?
It's not
Tuesday,
far away. I think it's next week. Sometime next week.
I'm a day ahead of you guys like I always am.
Right, he's at it. Well, I got to tell you, Jonesy, we're very happy that you got to see a gold medal for America in the hockey. And you're doing an awesome job out there, but we need you back here as soon as possible.
I will see you soon, guys. I'll be back on Monday.
The legend, Keith Jones, is with us. Thank you, Jonesy.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.